First of all, I want to say, Dustin, thank you so much for the word that you brought. Very good. As always, extremely blessed by what the Lord gives you in your presentation, the content. Very, very powerful. Jason and I are splitting this up into two parts. The first part I'm going to do, I'm going to very briefly. Tim, can you help me out? Can you let me know if I get anywhere close to 10 minutes? Let me know, okay? I'm going to do this absolutely under 10 minutes. But my part, and I would like to devote a total message to speaking about the office and responsibility of deacon. Just going to hit some high points here this morning. I thought I already did it once. I looked back through my notes and through sermons that are online, and apparently I missed out deacon. So this is, I can't refer you to anything. We'll have to do it another time. But I'm going to do this part where I talk about the role and responsibility of deacon, and then Jason is going to speak how Dustin, we believe, embodies these qualities and characteristics, and then we're going to ordain him into this office. So it's going to be fairly quick, but it is extremely important, extremely important. I can't pass up this opportunity because this is the first time we've ever ordained a deacon in this body or any church body that I've been a part of. We've had elders, we've seen people ordained to different offices and ministry, but this is the first time that we have ever, and I've ever been a part of the ordination of a deacon, so I'm excited. So I'm going to read this real quickly, deacon's ordination. Sam, what part of the Bible do you like best? Well, sir, I like the New Testament best, sir. What book in the New Testament? What book, sir? What book? I think it's the book of the parables, sir. Would you kindly relate one of those parables to this council? This is Sam standing before a council who's trying to see if he's ordainable. Poor Sam was up against it. But there was a possibility that the members of the council knew no more about their Bibles than he did. He decided to make a bold attempt and proceeded as follows. Once upon a time, a man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. And the thorns grew up and choked that man, he went on. And he didn't have no money. And he met the Queen of Sheba, and she gave that man, sir, 1,000 talents of gold and silver and 100 changes of raiment. And when he was driving along under a big tree, his hair got caught in a limb and left him hanging there. Yes, sir, and he hung there many days and many nights, and the ravens brought him food to eat and water to drink. And one night while he was hanging there asleep, his wife Delilah came along and cut his hair off. And he dropped and fell on stony ground. And it began to rain, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. And he hid himself in a cave. And the man went out into the highways and the byways and compelled him to come in. He went on and come to Jerusalem. And he seen Queen Jezebel sitting high up in the window. And when they saw him, she laughed. And then he said, throw her down out of there. And they threw her down. He said, throw her down again. And they threw her down 70 times, 70 times. And the fragments they picked up were 12 baskets full. Now whose wife will she be in the days of judgment? There was no one on the council who felt qualified to question the candidate further. And so he was passed. Jason and I had some time talking with one another about Dustin and about his qualifications, and Jason will talk about that. But very, very quickly, How am I doing on time, Tim? Okay. A deacon in the Bible is the word, the Greek word translated deacon is translated 7 times as servant or 8 times as servant, 30 times as minister, and 3 times as deacon. Basically, what a deacon is a servant, but more than a servant, because we're all called to be servants. Jason's been teaching through a series on servant leadership. A deacon is truly a servant leader. In the teaching that Jason's been bringing, the leadership that we're all called to is leadership by example. But a deacon is one who is not only a servant and a leader by example, but he is also called to lead others in service. And 1 Timothy chapter 3, we see in verse 8, verses 1 through 7 talk about the office of a bishop or a deacon, an elder. Beginning verse 8, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also be proved that let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling the children in their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon, that's the second time that phrase is used, use the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. A deacon is one who is called to and appointed into a role of deacon. His servant leadership is recognized, and it is he is appointed to that role. So although we all are called to serve, a deacon is called and expected to serve with the appointment and the office that comes with it. The first mention of what typically is considered the first deacons is in Acts chapter 6, where the apostles said, we can't wait on tables, we can't take care of these other things and study the Word of God and preach the Word of God and lead these people spiritually. We need people in order to do that. Now, it doesn't say that those 7 men, and Stephen was one of them, were ever called deacons, but most scholars and theologians agree that those men were the first deacons. It is a role, it is an office, it is appointment. And the apostle said, you find us 7 men who we can entrust to this business. They had a job, they had a responsibility. We can entrust that to them, and we'll lay hands on them, and we will appoint them to it. We'll ordain them to that. So a deacon is one who has been set apart and ordained, has the qualifications that in Acts chapter 6, they told them to look out for men with certain qualifications. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, their deacons were to be appointed and they were to have certain qualifications. So these are men who had the qualifications, they met the qualifications, and were appointed to that office. So this morning, this is what we're going to do with Dustin. Jason and I are going to lay hands on him, and we're going to ordain him to this office. I'm going to close by this. 2 things. The offices of a deacon, it says, you do well. You purchase to yourself a good degree and a great boldness in the faith. Other translations say, you earn the respect of others through serving as a deacon well. You grow and are ready to take on other things. You see, Stephen, who was one of the first deacons, he not only took care of responsibilities, he was a preacher, and he went out and he took care of spiritual things as well as he grew. So people who serve in the office of a deacon, they can grow in their responsibilities as you go forward. So take heed to the calling that God has given you now, realizing that as you move forward in that, that good things will happen on your behalf and for the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Steve. This will be brief, but again, deacon this morning. The job description of a deacon is that of a man who wants to concretely and tangibly show the love of Christ in the body of Christ. The office of a deacon is an office of service, not just in some generic sense, but really and specifically. The deacon is not out for power or prestige. He is a man who wants to serve. He wants to help, and he wants to help when the people of God are in need. He wants to aid them. He wants to make the Christian love tangible. From the moment that Dustin came in amongst us over 2 years ago, he has walked towards this entire body here at Texas House of Prayer as such a man. And Dustin is not alone. He has been able to pour himself out towards each one of us because his family, Stephanie, and even children and parents have also given of themselves and poured themselves out. Again, from the moment that Dustin stepped in amongst us, he has brought every ounce of his being, his energy. I know that if we were to go across the room, that many hands would go up with testimony of phone calls, of provision, of care, of concern that has been given, of blessing. For my part, nearly from the first week that I met him, I don't know that I haven't been asked every single week for the last 2 years, is there anything that I can do to help? Is there anything that I can do to help? And when he takes a thing on, he takes ownership of it, and he is faithful to continue in it, and not just do a thing, but do it well and make it better. Because of the support of his family, when we had such a hard freeze, they had not only their household, which is already a full household, but they had the entire Miller family staying with them. No gripes, no guffs, not even a hesitation to do it. And there wouldn't have been a hesitation to do it again if the need arose. Again, the care and service has been displayed not only through Dustin, but the household that supports him over and over and over again. There wasn't a question in my mind when it came up, should we ordain Dustin as a deacon? We should absolutely ordain Dustin as a deacon. He's already operating in every capacity as a deacon. And because of that, we're here this morning to make this official, and we want him to grow in those degrees that God would allow, and he would benefit thereby as we officially recognize him in such a role. So,
and because Dustin is not just a leader, a servant who leads by his example, he's also been appointed to lead and carries an office. It may be necessary for Dustin to approach you from time to time and say, can you help in this endeavor? He's carrying the authority that has been given him. If he asks for your help, if it's at all possible for you to help, please help Dustin fulfill his responsibilities and allow him to lead in these areas. So Dustin, we're just going to lay hands on you now. We're going to set you apart unto this role as Jason very adeptly said that you are already operating in this. We're just recognizing you for what God has already been doing in you and what you've been doing by the Spirit of God ever since. So we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for your faithfulness. And we thank God for you and for your family. So,
Heavenly Father, we just lift Dustin up to you, Lord. We thank you. for the work you're doing in his life, Lord, the work you've done in his life and the work you'll continue to do in his life, Lord, and by extension here within his home, but also towards Texas House of Prayer and the church at large, Father. Lord, we just officially, as we stand here before you this morning, Lord, we officially set Dustin apart to the role of the deacon to the Texas House of Prayer, Lord. And I personally, through my appreciation of Dustin, the friendship that's been offered, Lord, I just pray that you grant him his heart's desire, Lord, that he'd be filled of your Spirit, Lord, that you would open up new doors of opportunity in ministry, Lord, and just continue to increase in him and in his life, Lord. I thank you for him. We bless you in this place this morning over him, Lord, and his family.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord God, as your word says through the Apostle Paul, that a deacon who uses the office of deacon well earns good things to himself. Lord, I pray that blessing will come, further blessing will come as Dustin faithfully serves for the time that it's required of him to do so. Faithfully serves as he has been in this office. Bless him, Lord. Bless his family. Bless his church body. And Lord, we already are blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Because of this. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's all I've got. You got anything else to share?
This is for you.
And this is a certificate of ordination for Dustin as a deacon in this body, signed by myself and Jason.
Amen.
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 Before you leave today, make sure you give Dustin some love and